So joining us now on the reverse stick is Bernardo Fernandez, the man behind southpass.com, coach in his own right and a gentleman originally from Portugal who's now based in the Netherlands or possibly Belgium. And we'll start off by saying welcome to the show, Bernardo.
Yeah, hello and thank you for this invitation. And I'm happy to be here with you guys.
You're most welcome. Now look, Bernardo, we'll get off straight away and just have a little chat about your hockey history. How did you get into the game and what was hockey for you as a child growing up?
I was raised in Portugal where field hockey is quite an exotic and a minority sport, let's say. And when I was around 9 years old, my classmate was invited to take a look at an indoor hockey match because the local team was in need of a goalkeeper. And because my classmate was the chubby boy of the class, that is quite a cliche or a stereotype, but he was invited to be the goalkeeper. And he was a big friend with me, and he told me, like, yeah, Bernardo, why don't you come over and just take a look at this hockey match? So I went with him on Saturday, and I immediately fell in love with the game. It was indoor hockey, and that is also quite special in Portugal, that besides being a very sunny country, has traditionally a much bigger indoor culture than outdoor culture. I think it's also because of the lack of proper hockey pitches or water-based pitches, so logistically, it was always easier to organize indoor competition in Portugal. So, yeah, that was my beginning when I was 9 years old, and I started to play indoor for my local club called Cascais in a beautiful beach town near Lisbon, the capital. And basically that was the kickoff from my hockey career. I started to play indoor, and we took it quite serious. I think it's something that you see in these smaller hockey countries that people are engaged with hockey. They are really engaged and they are really passionate about the sport. So we were a very small community in my local club, but we trained 3-4 times per week, and we took the matches quite serious. I think that was a passion that I carried with me until today.
So what was the level of competition? Who were you playing against with your local indoor competition? Was it just inter-club, or were you playing against other club sides?
Well, actually, it was like in Portugal, you have two main hockey regions, so it's basically the region of Lisbon and the region of Oporto, up in the north of the country. Traditionally, the Oporto region, so the north of the country, was always stronger. So they had more clubs, and they always, by tradition, they had the better players. So in back in the days, the national team of Portugal was, I guess, 80% players from the north of the country, and basically the competition was structured by, you had a regional competition where you had, let's say, 8-9 teams, two rounds, and then in the end of that regional competition, I guess 3 teams from the north and 3 teams from the south would play a national weekend. So they would play for a national competition in the weekend, somewhere in the country. We would travel, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we would play this national competition. Basically, if you won those playoffs of that weekend, you would become the national champion of Portugal. And that was the same system they used either for indoor and for outdoor. And to give you an idea of the level, well, the level is quite poor in Portugal, although we are always able to raise a couple of outstanding skilled dribbling players. But to give you an idea, so in Europe you have basically top levels, so the A division, B and C, and Portugal at the moment, it's even with the lack of athletes and the lack of conditions, either financially and logistic, Portugal is a B level country. So with the national team, Portugal is in the B division, and with the under 21 team, and this is quite special and outstanding even, we are competing in the A division. So I would say that in Portugal we have maybe a athlete pool in the under 21 of around 40 players, and we are competing in the A division against Netherlands, England, Belgium, Germany. So that's quite special, and that also says a lot about our ability to raise